I'm Rhonda Hamilton. Welcome to Toast of the Nation from the John F. Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts in Washington, D.C., with a gala concert celebrating the life and music of Dr. Billy Taylor. Billy carried the torch for jazz all over the world during his remarkable career as a pianist, composer, and educator. He lit a special flame here at the Kennedy Center, where he served as artistic director for more than 15 years. Billy's passing at age 89 last December was a blow to all of us who treasured his warmth, humor, and generous spirit. We honor him tonight with five, count them, five great pianists: Jerry Allen, Toshiko Akiyoshi, Danilo Perez, Christian Sands, and on stage to start the show, Cyrus Chestnut, with Terrence Blanchard on trumpet and Taylor's bassist, Chip Jackson, playing Billy's swinging tune, One for the Woofer.
Thank you.
One for the woofer, with Cyrus Chestnut on piano, Chip Jackson on bass, and Winard Harper on drums. Billy Taylor served as mentor to generations of musicians. Toshiko Akiyoshi remembers back in 1956 when Billy warmly welcomed her from Japan to America. He invited her to appear on his television show, where the new pianist in town played this Duke Ellington piece, "I Let a Song Go Out of My Heart."
Thank you. Yes, yes, yes. Wonderful round of applause. Toshiko Akiyoshi.
Billy Taylor's longtime drummer, Winard Harper.
We'd now like to play a Billy Taylor composition that was a regular part of our repertoire when Chip and I were two-thirds of the Billy Taylor trio. Billy used to always give us a lot of history, which I loved. And the history of this was that he had gone to Haiti, and he was asked, could a Haitian drummer sit in and play with them? He said, sure, you know how Billy was. He was very nice and gracious to everybody. It turns out, when they heard this gentleman, everybody was blown away. As a matter of fact, I still hear stories about this guy. Everybody that's heard him tells me it's spooky. It sounds like a guy playing with about 100 hands. The composition was originally entitled Tororo. Somewhere along the way, it got recorded by Tito Puente, and the title change became Totoro. But now, to help us play this composition, please, a wonderful round of applause for our dear friend and wonderful talent, Mr. Danilo Perez.
Thank you.
Toro, with Danilo Perez on piano, Winard Harper on drums. I'm Rhonda Hamilton with Toast of the Nation from NPR Music. Tonight, the Kennedy Center looks a little like a Taylor family reunion. That's because so many of Billy Taylor's extended family have come from all over the country to Washington for this special concert. Billy's daughter, Kim Taylor Thompson, is in the house. And our music director, Jerry Allen, plays a tune Billy wrote for her, Kim's Song.
Thank you.
Jerry Allen on piano with Kim's Song, a piece that Billy Taylor wrote for his daughter. Taylor's wife of more than 60 years, Teddy, is also here. He wrote a heartfelt song for her as well. And here to play Theodora is Billy's protege, Christian Sands. Theodora, with Christian Sands on piano and Terrence Blanchard on trumpet. And how wonderful it is that Teddy Taylor is with us at the Kennedy Center tonight. Here again is Jerry Allen.
Thank you so much. One thing that Billy Taylor loved to do, and he was great at it, was to play duets with other piano players. Not everybody can do it well, but Billy Taylor had such a beautiful touch and a generous spirit. So we're going to try to honor that tradition right now with one of Billy's own tunes. Please welcome back to the stage the wonderful Mr. Danilo Perez.
Jerry Allen and Danilo Perez playing Can You Tell by Looking at Me? Billy Taylor grew up in Washington, D.C. While his career took him all over the world, he often found time to return here. And so it seems fitting for Cyrus Chestnut on piano, Chip Jackson on bass, and Winard Harper on drums to play Billy's song, Back Home. Back home, with Cyrus Chestnut on piano, Terrence Blanchard on trumpet. I'm Rhonda Hamilton with a Billy Taylor tribute from the Kennedy Center on Toast of the Nation. All night this New Year's Eve. We remember Billy Taylor with his big framed glasses and beaming smile. But make no mistake, he took his role as an educator and mentor very seriously. Earlier, we heard Billy's young protege, Christian Sands. Christian returns to the piano, and in a gesture of affection, smiling, he dons a huge pair of glasses, just like Billy's, to play his mentor's composition, Abiento. Christian Sands on piano with Abiento. Christian was 16 when Billy Taylor first presented him at the Kennedy Center. Now he's 22. Billy Taylor wrote more than 300 compositions. To conclude our tribute to Taylor, all five of our marvelous piano players perform one particular favorite. It's a grand night for swinging. Jerry Allen, Toshiko Akiyoshi, Cyrus Chestnut, Danilo Perez, and Christian Sands sharing three pianos, Chip Jackson on bass, and Winard Harper on drums, a grand finale for our celebration honoring Dr. Billy Taylor. Thanks to Kevin Struthers and Gene Thill of the Kennedy Center. Scriptwriter Mark Schramm is our on-site producer with Greg Hartman of Big Mo Recording. Surround sound mix by Jazzette's Duke Marcos. I'm Rhonda Hamilton from WBGO Jazz 88 in Newark, standing by to introduce Wynton Marsalis live in New York on Toast of the Nation from NPR Music.
Funding for Toast of the Nation comes from the John F. Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts in Washington, D.C. Information at kennedy-center.org. Support for NPR comes from this and other NPR stations and from the Doris Duke Foundation for Islamic Art, seeking to improve Americans' understanding of Muslim arts and cultures, and the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, committed to building a more just, verdant, and peaceful world. More information at macfound.org. This is NPR.